啊，对，今天早上主题的经文，我们再来看一次启示录。
Regarding the morning's verses, let's read it once again in Revelations.
十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章第三节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 3.
他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌，除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能学会这歌。
And they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and elders. No one can learn the song except the 144,000 who have been redeemed from earth.
我们早上提到，在旧时代呢，这些以色列百姓啊，他们唱出得胜的诗歌。
And in the morning we mentioned that in the Old Testament the Israelites sang the victorious song.
那下午呢，我们再来谈他们唱出感恩的歌。
In the afternoon, we'd like to talk about how they sang the song of thanksgiving.
好，请看民数记。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
民数记二十一章十六节。
Numbers chapter 21, verse 16.
民数记二十一章旧约圣经一百九十二页。
Numbers chapter 21, verse 16.
二十一章的十六节。
21, verse 16.
以色列人从那里起行，到了比尔。从前神吩咐摩西说：“召聚百姓，我好给他们水喝。”说的就是这井。十七节。
17.
那当时以色列人唱歌说：“井啊，涌上水来！你们要向这井啊唱歌啊。”那十八节。
18.
那这个井呢，是所领和民众尊贵人用锅用杖所挖掘的。以色列人从旷野往马他拿去，这里是一首井的歌。
And this is a song about the well.
当时以色列百姓在旷野行走。
At the time, the Israelites were wandering the desert.
走，这个水会他们会口渴。
As they walk, they would become thirsty.
当然他们就要挖井。
And then they dug a well.
那挖井很辛苦，他们要用这个杖来挖。
And it's very difficult for them to dig a well. They need to dig it with their scepters and staffs.
那我们想想，他们当时的生活是非常艰辛的。
So we can see that they live a very difficult life.
因为今天开始已经有机器用钻的电动机器这样一直钻
And we have machinery today that could dig a well.
连那个石油也是用机器一直钻，往底下一直钻。
Even the oil is dug up by these drills.
也不用人力
They don't need a manual labor.
可以 用探测预先知道这个地方有没有水。
And they could use instruments to detect whether or not there's water here.
那以前不一样
But it's different in the past.
用人挖，而且也不是用什么铲。你看这边说用杖用杖怎么去挖
？And they didn't use any shovels. They used scepters and staffs.
但是这个是事实
But this is how they did it before.
所以我们不能够生活在今天，以今天的角度去看以前这个历史的故事。
And so we can't look at the past from our perspective today.
所以当时我们第一个不知道那里是不是有水源。
And first, at that time, they did not know whether there's water here.
可能挖了老半天得不到水。
They may have dug for a long time, but they have no water.
我们今天讲比较白话一点，就是要碰运气。
And in today's term, we need to try our luck.
所以他们用杖挖挖挖，水出来了。
And so they used their staffs and dig, and they found water.
你看那个心中的感受怎么样
And how do you think they feel in their hearts?
小孩子也可以有水喝了。
And the children can have water to drink.
动物也有水可以喝
And the animals have water to drink.
那自己也有水可以喝
And they themselves have water to drink.
所以就能够生存下来。
So they can survive.
所以在那个非常艰辛的困难环境之下
，So during that difficult environment，
他们得到水了
，They were able to receive water。
所以他们就唱这个井歌来作为纪念
，And so they sing the song of a well to remember。
那这个歌呢，就是要唱给他们子孙听的
And the song is to sing to their children。
你们不要忘记就是到了迦南地以后，也不要忘记说我们在旷野路都是很辛苦的挖井感谢主挖了一口井，有水上来的。
And do not forget this difficult time during in the desert where we dug for wells and we found water.
所以虽然是在旷野地，但是神一路的带领。
So even though they were in the desert, but the Lord guided them.
看来眼前是非常困难的。
before them it seems to be great difficulty.
但是也是走过来啊。
But they were able to walk through it.
所以我早上说我们这些第一代的移民啊。
And so I mentioned in the morning that the first generation immigrants
很辛苦啊。
Were it's very, very difficult.
这个我刚来美国的时候。
When I first came to the United States,
这个英文听也听不懂啊。
I couldn't understand English.
以前在学校所学的好像在这边没用啊，无用武之地啊。
And what I learned in school seems very useless here.
因为他们讲得很快啊。
And they also speak very, very fast.
又是连音啊。
And they slur the words.
所以有一次啊，我在坐搭公车。
And one time I was taking the bus.
那到那个地方下车，要再拉那个有没有拉一条线，就表示告诉司机说我要下车。
And when it came, my station came up, I pulled the cord to tell the driver it's my station.
车子停了。
And the bus stopped.
可是门不开呀。
But the door did not open.
我说怎么不开？我说我要下车啊，你也停了，怎么门不能开呢？门不开呀。
I saw that the bus stopped, but I wanted to get off, but the door did not open.
司机说你要 step down, 那个门就会自动开。
And the driver said, "You need to step down, then the door will open."
大家都笑啊，我当时 step down 听不懂啊。
But everyone was laughing at the time because I didn't understand step down.
站在那里呀。
And so I stood there.
说你看那么凄惨啊。
And it was very, very, very hard for me.
但是哈，感谢主啊，现在一路走过来也是到今天这个地步哈，是感谢主。
And we thank the Lord. I thank the Lord that I am able to be where I am today.
所以有的时候我们的家人在抱怨的时候，我就告诉他们呐。
And so sometimes my family is complaining, I will tell them.
你要想想我们刚来的时候是怎么样子。
You need to imagine what it's like when you first arrive.
现在神带领，你看我们有一口井了嘿。
And now God has guided them that they have a well.
这口井说是涌上来，那个水是用涌的，不是慢慢流。
And this well, the water spring up from it, and it didn't just trickle out.
流到你的水桶都装不完呐。
And it sprung out so that it filled all the buckets.
所以你看，我刚来美国是两个皮箱啊。
And so when I first came to the United States, I had two suitcases.
现在我家东西，我看一卡车。
And now,
以前呢，我要搬家。我他要去订那个还要加长型，加长啊！这后面那个卡车那个 truck 还有加长型。
And now when I move, my wife needs to order a moving truck that's extended length.
所以你看百倍的祝福啊
！And so this is 100 times a blessing.
啊，所以我们要感谢主啊！我们这一代是第一代移民哦。
And so we thank the Lord for the first generation immigrants.
我们告诉第二代的子孙呐、啊。
And we tell our second generation.
啊，不要忘记啊！我们这个。艰辛故事不要说啊，我不好意思说，有什么不好意思要告诉他们呐、啊。
And we shouldn't be embarrassed to tell these stories. We need to tell them.
碰到困难的时候，神还是让我们走过来的。
When we encounter difficulties, God walked us through it.
啊，虽然以前啊听不懂，但没关系，时间久了又要听懂了，神慢慢带领我们的脚步，带领我们的路程，一步一步的走过来的。
And they may not understand at first, but we continue to tell them, then they will eventually understand.
所以他们就唱歌了，要告诉他们子孙呐、啊。
And so they sing these songs to tell their children.
我们要经常细细的哈数算主的恩典。
We need to often detail the blessing of the Lord.
那细细的，就是说 carefully， 你要 count carefully， 你要慢慢数，要很小心的数啊，不要让它溜过去的。
And we need to carefully count and detail these blessings.
哦，当然有些时候我们会忽略哈啊小恩典，我们就会忽略。
And sometimes we overlook some of the smaller blessings.
其实在我们身上有神给我们的无数的恩典呢。
But upon ourselves, we have many countless blessings from the Lord.
啊，最近香港不是在这个有些街头运动吗
？And there are some protests going on in Hong Kong.
那这个歌星就去唱一首歌哈。
And the singers went to sing a song.
那首歌我听了就非常受感动。
And after I heard the song, I was very touched.
他说我们有一万个理由要感谢神呢。
And it says that we have 10,000 reasons to thank the Lord.
一万个理由哦。
We have 10,000 reasons.
你看我们能够想出一万个理由吗
？Can we think about 10,000 reasons?
为什么有那么多的理由值得我们的感谢神
？Why is it that we have so many reasons to thank the Lord?
我听到这句话就很受感动。
And I was very touched by these words.
一万个哦，数不完呢、啊。
And 10,000 reasons, this is countless.
你看，在我的身上。
And this is these are blessings upon me.
第一个。
And the first.
我现在能够站在这里。
I am able to stand here today.
第二个，我能够讲话。
The second, I could speak.
第三个，我能够看圣经。 眼睛看得到。
Third, my eyes can, is able to read the Bible.
第四个头脑还清楚啊，还有就是逻辑这个层次啊，这样讲出来啊。
And fourth is that my mind is still clear that I could have these logics and understanding.
第五个，哎，中午都吃得不错，对不对？啊，吃得下，感谢主啊。
And the fifth is that we had a wonderful lunch at, that filled us.
假如没有胃口的话，那就糟糕了。
And and if we don't have the appetite, then this will be bad.
说明生活上，光是我们这个身体就都很多的恩典呐、啊。
And so upon ourselves, we can see many blessings.
有这个领带可以带。
And we have the tie to wear.
哎，这个领带很漂亮，是我女儿送的。
And this tie is a gift for my daughter.
因为里面有说什么鱼哈、啊，这个里面很多鱼啊。我女儿说你要得人如得鱼呀、啊。
And my daughter said there's lots of fish on this tie. 你看，
这个是鱼哦。
So we need to be fisher of men.
感谢主啊，女儿她还知道这个。神给我的目的、啊、就是这样得人如得鱼。
And I thank the Lord that my daughter knows the purpose God has given me is that I need to be a fisher of man.
啊，这件衣服。
And this shirt.
哇，所有都感谢神呐、啊。
And I thank the Lord for everything.
你看一万个理由哈、啊，可以感谢的地方。
There's 10,000 reasons to give thanks.
但是现在的人呢、啊，很容易忘记。
But the people today are very forgetful.
我们请看哥罗西书第四章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
哥罗西书第四章第二节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 2。
哥罗西书第四章第二节。
Colossians chapter 4 verse 2。
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
And devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
啊，一般我们在勉励别人说警醒祷告，好像主是说你们警醒哈、啊，预备。
And and we often encourage people you need to be watchful and prepare yourself.
哦、那我们有些时候在学生年会告诉学生你们要警醒、哦、祷告、啊、不要受了迷惑。
And we often tell the students during spiritual convocations to be watchful in prayer so that you don't fall into temptation.、
啊、不要看到一个、漂亮女孩子、啊、你就被迷惑了，你也、不分她是不是信主的，不分她的家庭背景，不分她的信仰、哦啊、你就受了迷惑。
And don't be deceived by others but through their outward appearance.And don't look at their religion or their family.
啊，这里是说警醒感恩。
And here it says be watchful and thankful.
啊，这个我们就比较少提到说警醒感恩。
So we don't talk about as much about being watchful and thankful.
那为什么叫警醒
？And why do we need to be watchful?
因为睡觉的话，你就不能够感恩了。
Because when you're sleeping, you won't be giving thanks.
啊，你在吃吃喝喝玩玩乐乐啊，就不懂了感恩了。
And when you're enjoying yourself in pleasure, then you won't be thankful.
所以一定要警醒。
And so we need to be watchful.
啊，所谓的警醒，就要经常警备，经常在一个那、在一个想到说以前哈、哦、以前的那种很艰辛的状态。
And being watchful is being always mindful of of the difficult past.
啊，想到以前我父亲呢、哦、上班很辛苦啊。
And to be thinking, be mindful of how your parents have worked very hard.
想到以前我妈妈要帮人家洗衣服啊，要帮人家烧饭呐。
And being mindful that your mother may have had to wash dishes for others in the past.
啊，所以啊，我感谢主啊，我今天这个结果是因为我的父母亲哦、啊、很努力上班来供养我们这些子女啊。
And so we're thankful because our parents have worked so hard in the past. To provide for us.
啊，要感谢神，神让我的父母亲很健康。
And we thank the Lord that He allowed my parents to be very, very healthy.
啊，自从移民到美国来的那一天嘛，就身体很健康啊。
And from the time they immigrated to the United States, they were very healthy.
没有病倒。
And they didn't fall ill.
啊，只要病倒的话，我们还要去照顾他。
If they fell ill, then we had to take care of them.
所以这个神的恩典要警醒。
So we need to be watchful of the blessing of the Lord.
那我们的心只要放大，就是。放了很纵欲的话，我们不会感恩的。
And if our heart
不会纵欲 indulge
if we indulge in our heart, then we won't be thankful.
那就不会感恩呐、啊。
Yeah, then we won't be thankful.
还觉得还不够哎。
And we won't feel content.
所以我们要警醒。
And so we need to be watchful.
啊，经常细细的数算主的恩典。
And so we often carefully count the blessing of the Lord.
你不相信的话，大家回去晚上睡觉的时候。
And if you go back home to, and when you're sleeping,
你躺在床上。
And you're lying in bed.
细细的数算主的恩典。
And carefully count the blessing of the Lord.
从啊，我们只要大人的话啊，从你懂事开始。
And if you're an adult, from the time from the time you have understanding until today.
这样子慢慢算过来,
and count them from that point till today.
你觉得是主的恩典,
and if you count his blessings,
好像这个果子, 你要采果子,
it's like picking the fruit.
哦, 你就把它放在篮子里面,
and you take it and put it in a basket.
那你会发现, 哦, 篮子很快就满了啦,
you'll find that the basket will fill up very quickly.
那你只要是不细细的去煮, 不细细的去数算,
if you don't count it carefully,
啊, 这个没什么,
then you think that this is
nothing.
You see the fruit and you think that it's nothing.
这个很便宜嘛, 现在市场大出的时候, 一磅才几毛钱, 啊, 这个, 不用啊, 哦, 就大华久久买就可以,
and you may see a fruit and say, this is very cheap to buy, I don't need to pick it.
这个也没什么, 那个也没什么,
this is nothing and that is nothing.
等到你走过去以后,
and then after you walk through it,
篮子空空的,
your basket will be empty.
可是我们就是很认真地数啊, 细细地数算,
but if you carefully count them,
每一个生活细节你都数过来,
and you count every single detail of your life,
你会发现满满的,
you'll find that your basket is very full.
主恩满满的,
the blessing of the Lord is full.
所以保罗他为什么说, 他身上有刺, 但是主告诉他说, 我的恩典够你用,
and this is why Paul said that the Lord has said to him, that my grace is sufficient for you.
我们看看保罗他的人生, 这个信主以后的后半段,
if you look at Paul's belief and his faith in the latter part of his life,
信主以前那个前半段他还是意气风发,
and before he believed in the Lord, the first half of his life, he was full of himself.
哦, 他的学问啊, 他这个以前是加玛列的学生啊, 是最优的学生啊,
and he was the best student of Gamaliel at the time.
他就口才啊,
and he was eloquent.
有社会地位的,
and he has social status.
可是到了后半段以后,
but the second part of his life,
哦, 一直磨, 一直磨了, 磨,
it continued to grind himself.
所以以外, 在外在来看, 他有什么恩典呢? 没有什么, 他好像没有什么恩典呢?
And outwardly looking in, you see that you may not see that he has any blessings.
我们看到他这里讲的, 他什么传难啊, 又被人家鞭打啦, 被人家追啦, 追杀, 哇,
and we see that he encountered a shipwreck and he was chased after by other people.
啊, 在路上走路又被抢劫了,
and he was robbed when he was walking on the road.
生命的危险,
and he had his life was in danger.
我们看他有什么恩典呢?
What blessings does he have?
但是那保罗他是细细的数, 细细的数算,
Paul counted his blessings carefully.
说主恩是满满的,
and he says the grace of the Lord is full.
所以我们一定要细细地数算主的恩典,
so we need to carefully count the blessing of the Lord.
有空啊, 多跟我们的孩子来交谈,
and to talk to our children more.
啊, 不要有空就去一直, 啊, 你看你的iPhone, 我看我的iPhone, 全家的人在一起, 在这没有交谈,
and we shouldn't just all look at our own iPad or iPhone, and there's no communication within the family.
现在这个时代, 啊, 大家很可怜的, 叫家里的人在一起啊, 没有交谈, 跟谁交谈? iPhone 交谈,
and the families today, they don't communicate with one another, but they communicate with their iPads.
对 iPhone 啊, 比对父母亲还好啊,
and they're bitter to their iPhones and their parents.
啊, 父母亲在讲什么? 啊, 啊, 啊,
and when the parents talk to them, they just they don't respond.
iPhone 一个 message, 嚯, 赶快拿来看,
and when the iPhone rings and their message comes in, they will take it and respond right away.
太太在讲什么? 先生在讲什么? 耳边风,
and when the husband and wife talk to each other, they don't listen to each other.
他说煮好了啦, 来吃饭啦, 等一下, 等一下, 哦, 还在看,
and the wife may say the dinner is ready, and the husband would say, wait a minute, I'm still reading this.
我们感恩的心跑去哪里呀?
Where is our heart of thanksgiving?
你真的是不细细的数算, 找不到果子,
and if you don't count it carefully, then you won't find any fruits.
所以我们作为家长的话, 一定要找个时间, 让孩子们在我们身边啊,
and so as parents, we need to find a time for the children to spend time with us.
哦, 诗篇128篇, 那不是说, 儿女成群吗, 围绕在桌子啊,
and in Psalm 128, it says that the children will all gather around the table.
然后就有福气啊,
and then this will be a blessing.
圣经所记载这种有福气的生活方式, 我们为什么不去追求呢?
And why is it that we don't pursue after this blessed family that the Bible describes?
这种让子女们能够有感恩的心情,
And we need to have let our children have a heart of thanksgiving.
这是个人生的态度啊。
This is the attitude for life.
人生态度有个正确的人生态度，他就成功一半了。
If you have a correct attitude for life, then you're halfway there to success.
所以这是我们做家长的责任啊。
So this is the responsibility of the parents.
我们要把什么留给子孙
？What do we leave to our children?
留得胜的旗帜，把这个旌旗得胜的给我们子孙。
And do we give the flag of victory to our children?
有主同在就得胜。
And if they have the Lord with them, they will be victorious.
我们看大卫哈，神与他同在。
And we see that that God was with David.
让他走到什么地方去啊？打仗都得胜。
So that wherever he goes, whatever battle he's in, he will be victorious.
然后呢，要有个感恩的心。
And he also had a heart of thanksgiving.
对人也要感恩。
And he was thankful towards man.
有的人对人没有感恩嘿。
Some people are not thankful towards others.
别人对他再好，好像是没有这个事情发生一样。
No matter how good people are to him, they will ignore them.
啊，那个人一定会是很伤心的。
This person must be very sad.
以后他就不会再给机会的。
In the future, he will not receive any more opportunities.
那你都不觉得感恩呢？
Because he will not be thankful.
他何必把这个机会留给一个不懂感恩的人？
Why should we give the opportunity to one who cannot be thankful?
所以我们要训练我们孩子有感恩的心。
So we need to train our children to have a heart of thanksgiving.
因为这是一个人生态度。
Because this is the attitude for life.
我们看那个十个长大麻风病人呢，来找主耶稣医治。
We see those the ten who had leprosy who came to seek healing from the Lord Jesus.
那医好了以后，才一个回来感恩呢。
After they were healed, only one came back to give thanks.
因为人就是很容易健忘。
Because a man is very forgetful.
很容易哈，忘恩负义啊。
And we're very easily forget the good that other has done for us.
我们请看历代志下。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志下三十二章
，Second Chronicle chapter 32，
三十二章的二十四节
，Chapter 32 verse
24， 旧约圣经五百七十五页
，Second Chronicle chapter 32 verse 24，
三十二章的二十四
，32 verse 24。
那时西西家病得要死，就祷告神呐、啊，神就应允他，赐他一个兆头。二十五节。
25.
那西西家却没有照他所蒙的恩来报答神，因他心里骄傲，所以父怒要临到他和犹大并耶路撒冷。好，那么这里是提到西西家。
And here talks about King Hezekiah.
那他得病要死，那后来呀、啊，长话短说，神就医治他了。
And he became ill and to a point of death, but God healed him.
啊，再给他一个十五年的寿命。
And gave him 15 years more of life.
哦，那这个是一个很大恩典呢。
This is a great blessing.
因为他不想那么早死。
Because he did not want to die so early.
好，那二十五节说，西底家却没有照他所蒙的恩来报答神。
And in verse 25 it says, but he did not respond in kindness to the kindness that was shown to him.
那为什么呢？
Why is this?
圣经给答案。
The Bible gave the answer.
说因他心里骄傲。
It was because his heart was proud.
说心里骄傲就不要感恩了。
Because he was proud, so he was not thankful.
因为这是我自己得来的。
He felt that this is something that he has earned.
我的能力、我的才华、我的学识得来的。
And from my abilities, from my talents, this is what I've earned.
有一个弟兄啊，他在信主。以前啊，他本来是很有才华、很有才干的。
And there was a brother before he believed in the Lord. He was very talented.
他的理念啊，就是人定胜天。
And
人一定会胜天的，胜过这个恶劣环境。
And his belief is that man will surely overcome other circumstances.
也就是说，他能够自己做主啊。
It means that he is in control of himself.
那不需要宗教信仰。
And he didn't need religion.
因为他很聪明。
Because he was very smart.
啊，他是西北大学的电机啊 ，WE 的博士。
And he was a PhD from Northwestern University in WE.
啊，后来又在一家美国很大的公司上班。
And he was working in a large company.
他的薪水啊是六位数字以上的。
And his salary is in the six figures.
啊，他跟我说啊，他到公司上班啊，他一起床就有钱赚了。
And he says that when he goes to go to work, once he wakes up, he has money to earn.
好，有一天啊，他中风的。
And one day he had a stroke.
啊，坐在轮椅上。
And he was sitting on the wheelchair.
他不能上班的。
He was no longer able to work.
他的这个学问，他的才华
all of his knowledge and his talents.
就不能够再对公司、对社会有贡献了。
He no longer had a contribution to the company or to society.
那个时候他觉得，哎，人不是升天啊，人有软弱啊。
And at that time, he realized that a man has his weakness and is not always in control.
他谦卑下来。
Only then was he humbled.
那刚开始他到教会的时候。
And when he first came to church.
他说，你们的神啊，只要是能够医我的话。
And he said, if your God can heal me,
我让我能够再重新回去上班。
That I could go back to work.
那我就来信耶稣。
Then I will come and believe.
我说，你这样子的观念啊，你永远不会好的。
And I tell him that this, if this is your attitude, you will never be healed.
因为神的意思就是要打掉你的这种自傲。
Because God's purpose is to take away your pride.
你现在就是要改变你的观念。
You need to change your attitude.
不管如何，你一定要第一个要感恩。
And regardless of what happens, the first thing you need to do is give thanks.
你还有生命，存有生还存有你的生命啊。
And God has spared your life.
那感谢主，他真的改变了。
And I thank the Lord that he truly changed.
后来他也受洗了。
And later he was baptized.
啊，受洗以后他还是病没好，还是坐在轮椅上。
And after he was baptized, he was still not healed, and he was still sitting in a wheelchair.
但是他内心充满了喜乐。
But in his heart, he was filled with joy.
他接受这个事实。
He was able to accept this fact.
他不再抱怨。
He no longer complained.
他心里面就没有苦毒。
And then he did not have a sadness in his heart.
他能够面对明天。
And he was able to face tomorrow.
能够面对未来。
And he was able to face the future.
他不再惧怕。
And he was no longer fearful.
不再怀疑。
No longer doubtful.
内心充满着力量，充满着感恩。
And he was filled with strength and thanksgiving.
所以西底家就是因为骄傲，所以看着没有什么，那个哪有什么。
And so Hezekiah was proud, and he did not think this was anything to respond to.
神不医治的话，他也可能到后来会自己好啊。
And he felt that if God did not heal him, he would heal himself.
有骄傲的心就不会去感恩啊。
And if you have a proud heart, then you will not give thanks.
那最主要的，我们现在为什么感恩呢？
Most importantly, why do we give thanks?
我们请看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章的二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
新约圣经三百二十五页。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
希伯来书十二章二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能够震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。所以我们有很多人在侍奉神。
And so many of us are serving the Lord.
就是出于感恩呢。
This is out of a heart of thanksgiving.
那出于感恩的话，我们应该就不会抱怨了。
And if we have a heart of thanksgiving, then we'll not complain.
啊，也不会抱怨别人。
We won't complain about other people.
也不会抱怨神。
We won't complain about God.
因为我们已经得到那个不能震动的国度。
Because we have already received this unshakable kingdom.
啊，所以一旦我们得到主的恩典。
So once we receive the blessing from the Lord,
得到这个平安跟喜乐,
we receive this peace and joy.
这个就是神在我们内心呢。
This is God being within our hearts.
那这个是不能够震动的。
This is something that cannot be shaken.
所以主就说，他所赏赐给我们的平安呢，是没有人能够夺去的。
And so the Lord said, the peace He gives to us, no one can take away.
因为是非常稳固的。
Because this is very stable.
那神在保守。
And God is keeping it.
所以见到大家为什么会很热心还来参加聚会。
And so why are most of us so fervent to come to service?
这个就是很稳固的一个根基在这里。
Because we have a very stable foundation here.
所以我们不会跑啊。
So we won't run away.
我们不会离开耶路撒冷。
We won't depart from Jerusalem.
啊，所以有位姐妹啊，她啊，有个弟兄啊，他们夫妻啊跟我说。
And there was a brother and sister who were husband and wives, they told me.
他们说他们不会离开教会。
They said that they would not leave from the church.
为什么不会离开教会？
Why would they not leave?
因为他们经常在想说还没有信主以前那个被魔鬼辖制的日子。
Because they often think about the days before they believe how they were bounded by Satan.
被魔鬼欺负的日子。
The days they were taken advantage of by Satan.
心灵得不到安宁的日子。
The days where they cannot receive peace in their hearts.
那个日子是太可怕了。
And those days are too horrible.
所以一想到的话，他们就充满了感恩。
So when they think about this, they would give thanks.
他们就不会离开教会。
And they will not leave the church.
他们就用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。
And they will worship God with a heart of reverence and awe.
所以我们今天才有这个什么圣乐研习营就是要用音乐来侍奉。
And so today we have the Sacred Music Worker Seminar. to worship with music.
好，那第三个啊，是见证的歌曲，见证。
And the third is a song of a testimony.
来看《生命记》。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
31章的十八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8.
生命记三十一章，三十一章十八节。
Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse
十八节
verse 18。
十八节，那时因他们偏向别神所行的一切恶，我必定掩面不顾他们。十九节。
19。
现在呢，你要写一篇歌啊，写要写一篇歌来教导以色列人，传给他们。使这个见证他们的不是。好，所以现在呢，神告诉摩西说要写一篇歌。
And here God told Moses that you need to write a song.
那这篇歌的目的是要做什么
？And what is the purpose of the song?
就要见证他们的不是。
And to be a witness against them.
那可见这个歌就是好像一个神的话，神的标准。
So the song is like the words of God.
好像是一把尺。
So like a ruler.
哦，所以。我们做工地的时候，哦，要经常有尺来量，看看您所立的根基哈，这个线是不是很直啊
？And when you're doing construction, you need a ruler to measure whether or not this foundation is straight.
哦，你要定这个木条的时候哈，柱子的时候是不是每隔十六寸啊，一根条子还是有的十七寸，有的十七寸，这个叫不合格啊，一定要十六寸刚刚好。
And when you're constructing a wall, the studs must be 16 inches apart. If they're 17 inches, then it's not right.
哦，所以你要定什么东西啊？你就量十六寸，但一定是木头的所在。
And so if you want to nail down anything, every 16 inches there should be a stud.
啊，这个是一个普遍哈，啊，一个共同的标准呐。
And this is a standard.
啊，所以现在就是给你一把尺。
And so now we're giving a ruler. Then we know whether or not we measure up against this ruler. And so Moses wrote down the commandments and the will of God into a song for the people to know.
他说神以前与他们这些人以前的第一代的人立约。
And so God had a covenant with this first generation.
啊，圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
啊，这也是跟我们立约啊。
And that this is a covenant with us.
啊，不但是与那个列祖立约，也是与我们立约啊。
And not only to our ancestors, but this is a covenant with us.
那当时最主要的是告诉他们要尽心尽力尽心尽意爱主你的神啊，这很简单的。
In that time, they need to love God with all their soul, all their heart, and all their might.
啊，就是好像《生命记》第五章、第六章里面所记载的内容。
And just like what is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 5 and 6.
啊，把那么多话浓缩啊，这几句话说要尽心尽力尽心尽意爱主你的神。
That they need to love the Lord with all their soul, all their heart, all their spirit, and all their might.
说神的话融入诗歌以后，我们就很容易记。
And after the words of God has been written into a song, then it's very easy for them to remember.
因为它是一直重复着，重复着。
Because it keeps repeating itself.
所以就容易学习，容易记。
So it's easier to learn and to memorize.
我们现在的少年这些什么E2 啊 J1 的学生啊，所唱的诗歌好像就是我们赞美诗。
And the E2 and J1 students, the hymns they sing today, are from our hymn books.
啊，当然现在的年轻的头脑很好。
And most of them are very smart.
啊，他们唱赞美诗，跟我们大人一样唱赞美诗，也唱得很好。
And when they sing the hymns, the same hymns that we sing, they sing it very well.
那我们这个年代哈，以前，在E2 的时候，我看见还是傻傻的、憨憨的。
And when I was in the E2 age, I don't think I was that smart.
啊，所以这个老师必须哈，这个总会必须要编比较简单的歌曲来让我们唱。
And so the teachers need to find simpler songs for us to sing.
啊，到现在我还记得很清楚哈。
I can still remember them until now.
啊，天堂是个快乐处，快乐处，快乐处。你看，到现在还会唱啊。
I can still sing them today.
好，还有什么？大雀鸟，小雀鸟，你在树上真快乐啊！雀鸟在树上很快乐啊。
Yeah, the, and we also sing about the birds being very happy in the trees.
啊，基督为我船长啊，基督啊为我船长，我必不惧怕。
And in that if God is with me, then I will not be afraid.
还有台语的哦，台湾话台语的。
And there are even hymns in Taiwanese.
谢饭歌啊，感谢歌。
And songs.
什么杯米饭，什么倒油的哦，那个台湾话的哈。
And singing songs of thanksgiving.
我们都会背，因为从小哈做被训练哈。
And I can memorize them because I was trained since I was young.
啊，所以我们从小就知道说，吃饭的时候要感谢主了。
And so since a young age, we know that when we're eating, we need to give thanks.
那来会堂呢？
When we come to the chapel,
那小孩子有时候会跑啊跑啊，到处乱跑。
Because the children sometimes will run around.
所以我们被教了说，当我来到会堂里，要连脚行，就是要垫着脚尖走啊，不要出声音。
And we'll have a
这个台语啊，所以要唱。唱中文就比较难，所以意思就是要垫着脚尖走啊。
We have hymns that teach the children when they come to the chapel, they need to tiptoe and walk lightly.
你看我都还记得哦。
And I could remember all of these.
因此叫唱出这种见证啊。
And so we sing the songs of witness.
经常提醒大家。
And to often remind ourselves.
那我们有一位信徒啊，他开这个在国外，他开一间超级市场。
And we also have a believer that has a supermarket.
那有一天呢，啊，有一个客人呢，在他店里头，在哼着赞美诗。
And there was a customer that came into his market, and he was humming a hymn.
那这个店的主人就问客户说：“哎，你是基督徒吗？”
And so the owner of the market asked his customer, "Are you a Christian?"
啊，你是哪个教会的
？Which church do you belong to？
啊，那真耶稣教会。
And he said, "True Jesus Church."
我很高兴，哎，我们都一样啊。
And so he was very happy that we're from the same church.
啊，所以这个客户就告诉那个开超市的主人，那个信徒。
And so this customer told this brother, who has the market.
说，哎，在我们这个地方有聚会。
That we have services here.
因为他本来不知道。
Because he originally didn't know.
所以就找到信徒。
And so he found a believer.
因为那个地方这个华人呢、啊，就信徒就慢慢多起来。
And because of that, the Chinese believer population started to grow there.
所以也是一种见证啊。
So this is a witness.、
那在第四个啊，唱出生命的歌。
And fourth, who needs to sing the songs of life?
啊，继续看这个《生命记》三十二章。
Let's continue to read Deuteronomy 32.
三十二章四十四节。
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 44.
44啊
，32 verse 44。
摩西和人的儿子约书亚去将这歌的一切话，就给百姓啊，说给百姓听啊。45节
，45。
那摩西向以色列人众人说完了这一切的话，46
，46。
又说啊，我今日所警教你们的，你们都要放在心上，要吩咐你们的子孙，谨守遵行这律法上的话，47 47。因为这不是虚空，与你们无益的，与你们无关的，乃是你们的生命，在你们过约旦河要为业的地上，必因这事啊日子得以长久。那这里是一个生命的歌。
And here's the song of life.
因为这个事情啊不是虚空的，是与他们的生命有关联的。
Because these are not empty words, these have to do with their life.
这直截了当说，这个就是你们的生命了。
And he said that these are your life.
那为什么是他们的生命呢？
Why is it that these are their life?
因为这样子的话，他们在进的迦南地以后啊，日子才得以长久啊。
So that after they go into the land of Canaan, they could have long life.
我们假如按照主的道理行的话
，If we walk according to the words of God.
其实日子也可以长久了。
Then we will live a long life.
第一个，你要平安喜乐。
And first, you have peace and joy.
啊，至少能够延长寿命嘛，对不对
？This can extend your life.
啊，就不会那叫奇奇怪怪的病啊。
You won't have a contract strange illnesses.
啊，至少心灵健康，精神好啊，身体就好啊，都比较容易来克服疾病啊。
And you have if you have the emotional health, then it's easier for you to overcome illnesses.
啊，加上神的祝福。
And on top of that, you have the blessing of God.
啊，不会碰上这些麻烦的事情。
We won't encounter difficult things.
因为麻烦，有些时候是从贪心来的啊，从嫉妒来的，从骄傲来的。
So sometimes our troubles and difficulties come from our greed and our jealousy.
啊，从懒惰来的。
And from our laziness.
那假如说遵守神的吩咐的话
，If we obey the will of God,
那这些事情就比较有些事情就比较容易解决呢。
Then some of these things will be easier to take care of.
因为有个正确的人生态度。
Because you have the correct viewpoint of life.
啊，我刚当传道被派到这个芝加哥哈，所以我们必须要搬家，从费城啊搬到芝加哥。
When I first became a preacher, I was assigned to Chicago. I had to move from Philadelphia to Chicago.
啊，在搬的时候，那时候我刚好在 Tampa。
And when we're moving, I was in Tampa at the time.
啊，那跟这个运输公司已经说好了，这个礼拜二哈，礼拜二 on Tuesday 运到。
And we had arranged with the moving company that the things will arrive on Tuesday.
啊，卡车礼拜一就来了的。
But a truck arrived on Monday.
啊，因为礼拜一我太太必须要到学校再修课，再上课哈。
And because on Monday my wife needed to go to school.
所以我太太才会定在礼拜二。
And so that's why she arranged for them to arrive on Tuesday.
我卡车司机礼拜一就来了。
But the driver arrived on Monday.
礼拜来我太太说没办法，我现在没有空等到你卸货啊。
And when he arrived, my wife said, "I have no time to unload the things with you."
而且契约上是说 on Tuesday, 礼拜二。
But the contract said on Tuesday.
好，那卡车司机说，那没关系，明天再来。
And the truck driver says, "Okay, I will come back tomorrow."
那明天早上一大早的时候。
And the next morning,
卡车司机就说，哎，这个哈，你要再多付650块，我们才会送啊。
And he said that you need to pay $650 more for us to deliver the goods.
哦，太太说为什么
？My wife said why.
他说因为我们昨天就到啊。
And he said because we arrived yesterday.
我太太说不是啊，契约明明是说 on Tuesday.
But my wife said the contract said you arrive on Tuesday.
卡车司机说不对 ，on 的意思就是 before 的意思。
And the driver said on means on or before.
我没有听过说 on 就等于 before。
And I never heard that on equals before.
好，那说不通啊，讲不通。
And so we cannot argue with them.
啊，后来我太太就跟那个老板讲。
And my wife later said to the owner.
还是讲不通。
And she was still not able to argue with them.
哇，我太太就哭了。
And my wife started to cry.
然后她就告诉我，打电话告诉我。
And so she called me.
她说没关系，我们先祷告啊。
And I said it's okay, let's pray.
然后祷告以后，我说啊，你再打电话给老板。
And then after our prayer, I said call the owner again.
结果老板还是很硬哦。
And but the owner was still very very stubborn.
我说没关系，再祷告。
And then I said, "It's okay, let's pray again."
啊，这次就我打。
And then this time I called.
感谢主啊，这个老板就软下来的。
And I thank the Lord that the owner relented.
后来就300块啊，只交300块。
He charged me $300.
三百块就打折啊。
And it was a discount.
那我们觉得比较舒服一点呢。
So that we're more accepting of this.
啊，所以。假如按照主的道理，我们就是要放软身段。
And so according to the teaching of the Lord, we need to step back.
柔和谦卑的，学习主的说样式。
And to be gentle and humble.
我们就会有安息。
Then we'll have rest.
就能够改善这种很紧张的对立的状态。
Then we'll be able to take care of this very difficult situation.
所以我们每天生活要多唱诗歌。
And so in our life, we need to sing hymns more often.
我记得有我还在读神学院的时候。
I remember I was still in the theological seminary.
那也是在原理教会哈。
It was also in the Garden Grove Church.
那有个信徒，有个姐妹说要请老师哈，还有当然我们神学生也必须要跟老师嘛，就去他们家吃饭。
And some of the members invited the students and the teachers to go to their house to eat.
所以我们三个，我们两个神学生还有那个老师嘛，就去的。
And so two of us being students and one teacher, the three of us went to eat.
去的时候，那个姐妹啊，还在炒菜。
And when we went there, this sister was still cooking.
那个姐妹现在还在哈。
And she's still here today.
原来教会信徒，那当然我现在暂时不要说谁。
And I won't say who today.
感谢主啊，她在边炒菜边唱赞美诗啊。
And we thank the Lord that she was cooking and singing at the same time.
很快乐。
And she was very happy.
这不容易啊！你怎么边炒菜边唱赞美诗
？And this, I felt that this was very difficult for her to be singing and cooking at the same time.
我们每天生活要唱多唱诗歌啊，用哼的也好了。
And so we need to be able to sing in our life.
唱出生命的歌。
And to sing the songs of life.
让我们生命内涵呢非常充实。
And so that we can be filled with substance in our hearts.
说唱这个新歌啊，是我们得胜基督徒的一个特权。
And so sing the new song is the right of the victorious Christian.
啊，请看启示录的十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
第三节哈，我们刚刚读过的哈。
Revelation chapter 14 verse
3. 这边说，除了从地上满来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能够学这个歌。
It says no one can learn the song except the 144,000 who have been redeemed from earth.
所以这个是我们这些被赎的人啊一个特权。
This is the right of those who have been redeemed.
因为其他人唱不来啊。
Because no one else can sing it.
那这个唱歌，这个唱新，到底是唱什么新歌
？And so what is this new song that we sing?
在启示的十九章哈里头有很多次记载说哈利路亚，哈利路亚哈。
In Revelation chapter 19, it records many times that says, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
好，那我们就会唱 Hallelujah.
And we always sing Hallelujah.
我们新歌就 Hallelujah.
And this is our new song.
这个字数很简单嘛，对不对？
And this is, this seems very easy.
你说很简单，有的人就嘴巴讲不出来嘿。
It may be very easy, but some people cannot say it.
说大家都觉得啊，感谢主啊，我能够讲 Hallelujah 是一个宝贝啊。
And so we thank the Lord that if we could say hallelujah, this is a blessing.
是一个神很大的恩典。
This is a great grace from the Lord.
你不相信的话，连那个外教会的朋友啊，你说哎，祷告的时候要念他的话，有的不念呢。
Even some of the Christians from other churches, you tell them to say hallelujah during prayer, they will not say it.
祷告以前我已经说得很清楚了，这个hallelujah是好话，也不是坏话，说我们就念，对。
And before a prayer, we already told them hallelujah is something good, it's not something bad.
大家很熟嘛。
And we're very familiar with this phrase.
外面的这个合唱团啊，这个有的基督教团体合唱团有这个唱哈利路亚颂，我们也听过嘛。
And we all also hear other choirs from other churches sing hallelujah.
那很好一句话，也是圣经的话。
And this is a good word and it's a word from the Bible.
好，那就开始祷告。
And then we pray.
那些朋友哈，不念呢。
These are friends from other churches.
好是好，他心里面也知道好是好，也是很好的一句话，这是圣经的话。
And they know that this is a good word and it's a word from the Bible.
但是他就不念呢。
But they will not say it.
你也不能够把他口张开说你念，哎，这个是他的自由啊。
And we can't force them to say it because it's their freedom.
所以感觉真的是我们的特权嘿。
So this is a special right for us.
我们不要小看这个哈利路亚。
We shouldn't look lightly upon Hallelujah.
很多人念不出来的。
Many people can't say these words.
有一个白人的信徒啊，他还没受洗以前啊，他跟他的太太来慕道。
And there was a Caucasian brother who, before he believed, he came with his wife.
他还是不念呢。
And he will not say it.
哎，这个美国是一个基督教国家。
And the United States is a Christian country.
哈利路亚应该对他们很熟啊。
Hallelujah should be a familiar phrase for them.
但刚开始的时候，他不念，嘴巴闭得紧紧的。
In the beginning, he will not say it.
我告诉大家，我们在安所的时候，很多外教的朋友不念的。
And when we're laying hands on people, we could see many of our friends would not say the word.
所以真的，这是我们特权，我们能够念哈利路亚，感谢主啊，这个特权啊。
So this is a special right to be able to say hallelujah.
所以真是被赎的人才能够念，这十四万之前，就是我们这些人才能够念呢。
So this is those who have been redeemed, 144,000, which is us. Only we can say this.
啊，所以启示录第五章啊，那边也是提到我们这个唱歌啊。
And in Revelation chapter 5 also talk about singing songs.
那启示录第五章那边就是跟这个香炉哈，就是香槟啊，提在一起哈。
And this the incense pot in Revelation 5 is the complementary here.
那这个香炉就代表圣徒的祷告的意思啊。
And this incense pot is the prayer of the believers.
所以我们看在灵里祷告，在灵里来唱新歌。
And so we sing in the spirit, and we sing the new song in the spirit.
在灵里讲说各样的奥秘。
In the spirit, we speak all mysteries.
哦，所以那个柯传道他在这里有讲嘛。
And the preacher Cole has also said here.
在灵里啊，讲说各样的奥秘。
In the spirit, we talk about all kinds of mysteries.
在灵里呢啊，讲说神的大作为。
In the spirit, we talk about the great works of God.
这是我们的特权啊。
This is our special right.
所以我们不要放弃啊。
So we can't forsake it.
比如在唱赞美诗的时候。
So when we're singing hymns.
其实有些赞美诗那个调啊比较慢，又好像这个以我们个人的喜好的话，一定有些诗歌我们比较喜欢唱，有些诗歌好像我们就是不是很喜欢，也不是说不能说不喜欢，但是你在比较当中就是好像这些诗歌就放在后面啊，不会很喜欢主动去唱它。
And there are certain hymns with the melodies we may not be so agreeable with, And we won't like to sing as often.
但是我就想到，哎，唱诗啊，是我们的特权呢。
But when I think about that singing hymn is our special right.
现在不唱，什么时候要唱呢？
If we don't sing it now, when do we sing it?
所以就很认真唱。
And so we sing it diligently.
啊，虽然我是唱第五部的。五部。
Yeah, although I
唱的比较低呀，哈。
I can't sing very well.
但是看那个字啊，心里面充满了喜乐，充满了感动啊。
But I read the words and I'm filled with joy and I'm moved.
所以这个是我们的特权。
And so this is our special right.
因着唱新歌，也就变成了基督徒的记号。
And sing the new song is the mark of the Christian.
然后请看以赛亚书的三十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 35.
以赛亚书三十五章。
Isaiah 35.
第八节。
Verse 8.
以赛亚书三十五章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 35 verse 8.
旧约八百四十四页。
35 verse 8.
在那里必有一条大道称为圣路，污秽人不得经过，必专为属民行走。行路的人虽愚昧，也不至于失迷。第九节。
Verse 9.
在那里呀，并没有狮子、猛兽，也不登这路，在那里都遇不见，只有属民在那里行走。第十节。
Verse 10.
并且。神救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到西安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽多逃避。我们看这边说有一条大道啊。
And here it says there's a highway.
哦，那 highway 是什么意思啊 ？Highway 就是高速公路嘛，是不是啊
？And the highway is like the freeway.
啊，说有一条高速公路啊。
And here it says there's a highway.
啊，那条高速公路很特别。
And this highway is very special.
啊，我们来是不是开这条高速公路啊
？Do we drive on this highway here?
那一条路啊，只我们信徒啊，真耶稣教会信徒才能够走呢。
This highway is only available to the member of the True Jesus Church.
说你看我来的时候是开这个五号还有二十二号公路。
And when I come here, I come on 5 and 22.
你想想，走在整条路上啊，没有人，只有我啊。
And if you think about this whole highway, there's only me driving on it.
还有这个 Daniel 啊，明明住在 Irvine， 每次开这条公路嘛哈。
And maybe Daniel from Irvine will drive here.
还有谁？谁开这条公路？二十二公路，我要举手呀。没有了是吧？好，里面的好。那你看，只有我们这几个人。
If this highway only had the few of us,
时段都不一样，对不对？
And we come at different times.
所以你是不是开起来很舒服啊？
It would be very easy for you to drive.
你不唱歌才怪嘞。
And you will naturally sing.
因为没有人嘛，只有你和我，他就在哈利路亚 ，glory glory， 哈利路亚，就边开边唱赞美诗。
And we'll be singing all the way here on the highway.
因为很 safe 嘛，都没人呢。
Because it's very safe, and there's no one else on it.And you could relax.
可是当塞车的时候，您要专心嘛，您怎么可以随便唱呢？唱的话，等一下喷心的话，那撞的。
But when there's traffic, you need to focus, and so you won't be able to sing. You need to concentrate on driving.
所以你看这条 highway 啊，大道多好啊。
And so this is such a wonderful highway.
啊，这条呢也不用 GPS.
And you don't need a GPS on this highway.
因为啊，这个愚昧人也不失迷啊。
And because even the foolish will not be lost.
啊，没有狮子猛兽。
And there's no lions and ferocious beasts.
没有坏人，没有诈骗分子。
And there's nobody to scam you.
哎，多好！
And this is such a
没有诈骗的话，你不会接到那个诈骗电话。
And if there's no scammers, then you won't receive the scam scammers' phone calls.
没有人会骗你的钱。
And there's no one who will try to swindle you from your money.
哇，你看，我们都是歌唱来到西安嘿。
And so we'll all be singing to Zion.
歌唱来到教会了。
We'll be singing to church.
哦，所以在路上不要吵哦。
And so on the way here, do not argue.
啊，不要说，哎呀，今天太晚出来了，都是你的，都是你的原因呢。
And we shouldn't say that we are late today all because of you.
啊，要歌唱来到西安。
We need to come to Zion with singing.
你看，永乐啊，永乐必归到我们头上啊。
Then everlasting joy will be on their heads.
我们必得着欢喜快乐。
And we'll have joy and gladness.
忧愁叹息都逃走了。
And sorrow and sighing will flee away.
这个就是我们的特权。
And this is our special right.
这个也是我们基督徒的记号。
And this is the mark of a Christian.
哦，所以大家不要忘记这个歌颂的力量所带来的恩典。
And so we shouldn't forget the power of us of him him singing.
好，那我们最后来看哈，要为我们所爱的他唱一首新歌。
And then lastly, we need to sing a new song for those we love.
啊，听说有的人为了爱情啊，为他所爱的去弹吉他，因为这个婚姻还搞不定嘛哈，就要去弹吉他，要感动对方。
And we hear that some people will sing and play the guitar for the loved ones.
好，那我们现在为我们所心爱的来唱一首新歌。
And now we need to sing a new song for the one we love.
好，请看以赛亚书的第五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 5.
第一节。
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 1.
这个最后说大家一起念哈。
Let's read together.
一起念。第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌。论他葡萄园的事，我所亲爱的有葡萄园，在肥美的山岗上。好，现在呢，我们要为我们所亲爱的唱歌。
And we need to sing for our loved ones.
好，所以现在你的配偶在哪里呢
？And where's your spouse？
你在隔壁对哈，你的配偶，要为你的配偶唱新歌。
You need to sing a new song for your spouse.
我们孩子哈。有父母亲的为我们的父母亲所亲爱的父母亲唱新歌。
And as children, we need to sing a new song for our parents.
为我们的孩子唱新歌。
We need to sing a new song for our children.
那新歌我们刚刚讲的说是什么歌啊
？And what is the new song?
得胜的歌，还有呢，感恩的歌，见证的歌，还有做一个是什么歌啊？生命的歌。
And these are the song of victory, the song of thanksgiving, song of testimony.And song of life.
还要为我们的主耶稣来唱新歌。
We also need to sing a new song for our Lord Jesus.
好，所以来唱435是吧
？We'll sing hymn 435.
435，为我们所亲爱的来唱这首歌。
Let's sing this for our loved ones.
要歌颂救主恩主，因他奇妙大慈爱，他在世间所行所